Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. At halftime, we're being entertained by the DC Everest dance team. They are doing their best in-state palm routine, which is nice for the local fans to get to see the routine that won them their state championship this year. Always among the best in Wisconsin, the DC Everest dance team performing here at halftime, where their DC Everest Evergreens are leading La Crosse Logan 37-19. We're going to have a busy weekend of high school basketball. In fact, tonight, this game is our only high school game on Fox Sports Radio. The Wausau East teams are off this weekend. Tomorrow, though, we have a day-night doubleheader. We will start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. These DC Everest boys will play La Crosse Central, just like the Evergreens traveled to La Crosse last season. The La Crosse teams are coming to Central Wisconsin this year. La Crosse Central is a good team. They're 6-2. They will come calling tonight. They could be 7-2. They are playing at Wausau West this evening. We are looking forward to catching up with the DC Everest girls basketball team. They are 9-1 on the year. We didn't get a chance to see their Big River Challenge games. They played up in Superior. They dropped their game against Superior, the second-ranked team in the state, so that's a tough loss. Then they bounced back to win their game last Saturday and now return home to play Wanakee. We'll have that game tomorrow at 7. Looking forward to catching up with Coach Matt Bullis and his team tomorrow. We'll have that game here on Fox Sports Radio as well. The Evergreens getting a great first half from Stephen Weir. Last time he played on this floor, he had 21 points against Wisconsin Rapids. That heartbreaking quadruple overtime loss. Stephen Weir bailed out his team with a big three late in that ball game to help get the game into overtime. It looked like one of his three-pointers in overtime number two was going to turn out to be the winner, but Wisconsin Rapids had an answer for that down the stretch. Let's take a look at our first half leading scorers. Stephen Weir, 19 points in the first half. He's 5 of 6 from behind the three-point line. Evergreens have 5 from Nick Sierakowski, who has a three-pointer of his own. Riley Peterson has 4 points. Derek Reike has a three-pointer. He has 3 for the night. And 2 points each for Chris Cornish, Jake Giebert, and Jacob Stroy. Now, La Crosse Logan only has 19 points on their half of the ledger. Tanner Perzinha is their leading scorer with 5. Chase Johnson, check that. Tanner Perzinha has 8. Chase Johnson has 5. Trey Davis, their freshman, who I think is the best player on their team. They haven't won a lot of set plays for him. Trey Davis has 4 points, and Zach Boyth has 2. A concern for DC Everest, they've got a couple of players with 2 personal fouls, 2 each, on Kyle Kurtenbach, Grant Van Grinsven, and Jake Giebert. Fouls in the first half, 11 called against DC Everest, and only 3 called against La Crosse Logan. The Evergreens have a big lead at halftime. It's 37-19. Teams will be coming back out for the start of the second half after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Evergreens Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Teams back out on the floor. Third period will be underway in just a moment. I'm looking ahead at our schedule for our next DC Everest hockey game. We'll have to wait 6 days from today. The Evergreens will be at the Green Heck Fieldhouse against the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Seems like it's been forever since the hockey team has had a home game at Green Heck. They spent the holiday weekend at that wacky tournament in Anago. Teams being required to play 3 games in 2 days. Hockey's not really the kind of sport we're supposed to play twice in the same day, yet the Evergreens did. They won once, lost twice, and I'm sure looking forward to the normalcy being back home. Here for high school basketball, the Evergreens have a 37-19 lead. There's nothing normal about that. Evergreens usually average in the 30s or 40s, and here they are after the first half. Ball is inbounded. Evergreens control. Time is back in. And Riley Peterson has the ball over to Nick Sierakowski. And they're already thinking about setting up Stephen Weir. You could see he was motioning for it. See if they set up that high pick for Stephen Weir, who's been hot from three. Instead, he cuts through the lane, and they give back to Sierakowski. Sierakowski works around for Weir and now to Peterson. Again, they're trying to cut back for Weir. Nope, it's Sierakowski who lets the three-pointer fly from the baseline, misses, follows, and hustles for his own rebound. Goes back out to Riley Peterson. Nick Sierakowski just caught the opponents napping there. everyone thought that he was going to fall back and play defense. He cut right to the baseline and got us not another possession for his team. Back over to Stephen Weir, to Riley Peterson. Cutting through and scoring is Chris Cornish. So the Evergreens score on that second chance basket. And again, they have them doubled up, back to a 20-point lead. Driving back the other end and missing is Perzinha. Rebound won't go in. Second chance miss. And now the ball is loose, goes out of bounds. Nope, still in. Saved into the hands of Zach Hoyt. Hoyt on the baseline, blocked. Chris Cornish elevated, blocked all the way ahead to Sarakowski, who, missed the layup. And Tanner Perzinha gets the rebound. Pretty exciting sequence, even though no one scored. Tanner Prezina's got the ball again. And now they go back up high to Chance Johnson. Back out to Prezina, top of the key. Minute and a half gone here in the second half. The Evergreens have extended their lead 2-0, and now I've got a whistle on a drive to the basket. We're going to have some free throws coming up here. Foul is going to be against the Evergreens. I believe they've just called Riley Peterson for his second. All right, but they're going to say this is non-shooting. So no one on the Evergreens, despite now 12 fouls called against DC Evers, no one has picked up their third yet. Inbound along the baseline goes into Evan Horvath. Horvath is quickly doubled down on, has to go back out. Goes over to Chance Johnson. Leading freshman Trey Davis, not on the floor right now. Nope, there he is. All right, down low to Evan Horvath. He scores, and he's fouled. Horvath at 6'4", tallest player on the Ranger team, and he'll have a chance to go to the line to try and complete a three-point play. And Kyle Kurtenbach has just been whistled for his third. Kurtenbach, you love his athleticism, but Kurtenbach has been foul-prone during the season. The Evergreens are going to take a timeout. Coach Corey Heckel gathers the team over in front of his bench. And Evan Horvath will have a chance to complete the three-point play once the timeout is complete. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Cloverbelt Credit Union reminds you where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And by Ace Hardware in Weston, more than a hardware store. A team of experts ready to help any way they can. They welcome you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. This may feel like kind of an unusual Friday night for DC Everest fans and students, knowing that school has already been canceled on Monday. We have that extreme cold that's coming into the area. Many school districts in central Wisconsin have already canceled classes. So this really is the start of a three-day weekend. Horvath hits the free throw, completes the three-point play, 39-22. And LaCrosse Logan picks up full court pressure. Inbounds pass goes to Stephen Weir, now to Vant Grand Grinsman. He's into the front court. And LaCrosse Logan settles back into regular man-to-man. Working around up high to Stephen Weir. Bounce pass, give and go down low to Chris Cornish. Cornish scores. Got his second basket of the half and six overall, 44-22. The Evergreens maintain that big lead. Horvath spins along the baseline. That's one and done. Kyle Kurtenbach goes up to get the rebound. Letting Kurtenbach stay in with those three fouls. You don't want to give up the height there. And with this fast-paced game, you know what? I mean, the Evergreens don't have to take someone out here. Spinning along the baseline is Cornish. He's quickly doubled. Goes back out to Stephen Weir, who's guarded closely. You know, when you hit those five threes in the first half, you get guarded closely in the second half. Now to Riley Peterson. Down low to Kurtenbach. He draws the double team. Kurtenbach working in the lane, looking for Stephen Weir, now goes back out to Van Grinsven. Kurtenbach drew that double team but couldn't find someone else who was open, so instead the Evergreens reset. 5 minutes to play in the third period. Looking underneath for Peterson. Nope, Van Grinsven back out. Now to Peterson up high. Set the screen down low, and they free up Cornish again, and Cornish scores. You know what? So far on those sets, it is Kurtenbach who's attracting the attention, and that's freeing Cornish up. He's got a quick six here in this third quarter. Ball almost kicked out of bounds. LaCrosse Logan keeps their possession. They throw into the corner now, and that's freshman Troy Davis. Davis drives. He is fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line on the miss along the baseline. He's going to get two free throws here. And this foul is going to go against Chris Cornish. It is the Evergreens' third team foul. I thought that they had called Trey Davis for the shooting foul. Zach Hoeth is shooting, and he misses the first. He's going to get one more here. Couple of substitutions here. Let's see. They keep Van Grinsven in. They keep Jake Giebert comes in for DC Everest. Second free throw. He got them both. Yes, he did. Got them both. Evergreens have the ball. Here's Riley Peterson. Peterson goes over to Van Grinsven. They look down low, and there's a long pass that hit off the backboard. Goes all the way out to Jake Peterson, to Riley Peterson, and he just hit a three. Yeah, it's that kind of night. Everything's working for DC Everest. A long cross-court pass hits the backboard that goes all the way out to Peterson, who, what the heck, throws up the three, and it's good. Here's Chance Johnson driving, cut off, goes back out to Anthony Wright. Wright thought about it, goes back out to the hands of Trey Davis. Davis looks to drive on Peterson, switches his dribble, but's cut off. Three-pointer for Zach Hoeth. Hoeth hit. Hoeth now has seven. It's 46-26. The Evergreens seem to keep this safe margin. 3.5 minutes to play. Riley Peterson has the ball in the front court. Looking underneath for Stephen Weir. Goes back out for Van Grinsven. Weir was the cutter there. Now comes back out high. Down low, throwing into the double team to Jake Giebert. That was a bad pass. It's turned over. LaCrosse Logan runs. 3-on-2. Missing the layup is Anthony Wright. Fighting for the rebound and fighting for it. There was Trey Davis. Davis is called for a travel. Davis was so aggressive trying to rip that rebound down that he didn't have his feet set. Move them after he secured possession of the ball, and it goes back over to the Evergreens. 46-26. Riley Peterson walks it into the front court. Austin Behrens checked in on the stoppage. Bad pass looking to Behrens. Turnover to Peterson. Coming back the other way. 3-on-1. Leaving it to Chance Davis. Bad pass. Loose. Turned over to the Evergreens. A 3-on-1 comes up empty for LaCrosse Logan. Taken back by Jake Giebert. And now into the hands of Austin Behrens to Riley Peterson. Under 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Austin Behrens has the ball. Behrens is guarded here by Anthony Wright. Goes over to Riley Peterson, thought about the three, swings across to Sarakowski, who set up for the three ball. Sarakowski just missed it. Rebound goes to LaCrosse Logan. Zach Hoeth got it. Hoeth is running into the front court. He's out of control, underhand scoop. Should have found a teammate. He missed. Jake Giebert gets the rebound. It's another bad trip for LaCrosse Logan. So they miss the 3-on-1, then they get the speedy rebound and turn it over on an out-of-control shot. Evergreens have the ball again. Here's Nick Sarakowski. Now over to Giebert in the corner. 2:15 to play in this quarter. To Sarakowski and back out to Austin Behrens. Let's see, Stephen Weir is getting a breather. Hasn't scored since halftime, but has 19 points. Heck of a game for Stephen Weir. Working around to Sarakowski, who's now the cutter on the give and go. Sarakowski drew contact as he went up. Nick Sarakowski is going to go to the free throw line for a pair of shots. Foul is on Zach Hoeth. First on the team, and Hoyt's first as well. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized services. The Brainerd Funeral Home supporting DC Everest sports. Nick Sarakowski makes his first. And Grant Van Grinsven will come back in. I would imagine the Evergreens might be using a good deal of their bench. In the fourth quarter, if they're able to maintain this lead, they're up 47-26 now. Evergreens widened in that second quarter where LaCrosse Logan was cold for a while, and LaCrosse Logan appears to be cold again. Sarakowski got both of his free throws. He has seven now for the game. And Jacob Stroik will come in, replacing Jake Giebert. The Evergreens do use that bench. LaCrosse Logan making some changes as well. Sam Steckel is in. Steckel hasn't seen much playing time here. Goes over to Anthony Wright. Vince Hamilton has also come in. All right, here's Tanner Perzina. Goes around to Steckel. And now back to Vance Hamilton. Hamilton looked to drive, cut off along the baseline. Goes back out to Anthony Wright. Bad pass, knocked away, out of bounds. Last touched by DC Everest. LaCrosse Logan will get the ball back, and they'll inbound around half court. Yeah, LaCrosse Logan the last couple of trips has not been careful with the basketball. Anthony Wright comes in. I think if this Lacrosse Logan team, if you want to say they're better than last year, and maybe they are a little bit, it's probably because their freshman, Trey Davis, looks so good. He's raw, but he's good. Here's a whistle. Travel as Anthony Wright was starting his move from the foul line extended. Turned back over to D.C. Everest. By my count, that's three or that's four empty trips in a row for Lacrosse Logan. 1:20 to play in the third quarter, and it goes back over to D.C. Everest. And Grant Van Grinsven brings it into the front court. Still has his dribble. Goes over to Austin Behrens. I think they might keep Behrens in for a while. Behrens gives you good defensive minutes, too. Now to Van Grinsven up high. Thinks about driving. Splits defenders. Goes to Sarakowski. Thought about the three. Sarakowski drives. Hangs and scores. Nick Sarakowski's had a nice second half. 9 points now. 50-26. Under a minute to play. And in this third quarter again, the Evergreens have been widening their lead. Lacrosse Logan has only two baskets from the floor since halftime. Pass almost stolen away, retrieved by Tanner Perzina, who tries to drive on Van Grinsven, hangs. That's a tough shot. Missed it off high. Evergreens get the rebound. Nick Sarakowski. It was Van Grinsven's good defense that forced him to change that shot. 30 seconds here. See if the Evergreens hold for one. Nick Sarakowski works around. Jacob Stroik has it. Now driving in, Austin Behrens had the ball poked away from behind. It's turned over. Evergreens have been careful with the ball, sans that trip. Now driving to the paint is Tanner Perzina. He's fouled as he went up for a shot. An underhand scooping shot, and he's going to get some free throws with 13 seconds left here. I think they may have gotten Chris Cornish. Cornish called for his second. The Evergreens have been called for a lot of fouls, but they have been spread around. It was Chance Johnson who was fouled, and Johnson just missed his first free throw. You'll get one more coming up here. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Second free throw, missed them both. High off the backboard, rebound Chris Cornish. So that's another empty trip for Lacrosse Logan. Under 10 seconds left. Cornish has the ball in the front court, off his foot, out of bounds. Nah, last touch by Lacrosse Logan. Logan defender trying to retrieve it there was Chance Johnson. Couldn't quite catch up with it. So the Evergreens are going to inbound on the near sideline, about 20 feet away from the basket with 4 seconds left. Austin Behrens tries to trigger into Van Grinsven underneath with a long pass. He is fouled on the floor with 2 seconds left. That's still a foul to give, so this is going to be a non-shooting foul. But now the Evergreen is called for that foul. Nick Sarakowski to trigger in underneath. 2 seconds. Quickly goes inbounds. This will count if it goes for Chris Cornish. It's rolled in and good at the buzzer. And the Evergreens extend their lead to 52-26. The route has been on for a while. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens have had their own way with Lacrosse Logan. This is a team they beat last year, 67-34, and they're about to hand them another lopsided loss as this fourth quarter gets underway. The Evergreens outscored the Rangers 15-7 in the third quarter. And Lacrosse Logan gets the ball as we get the fourth quarter underway. It's in the hands of Anthony Wright. Wright bounce pass over to Zach Hoyth. Hoyth drives, too strong, misses. Derek Reike, the sophomore for D.C. Everest, who'd been playing with the JV, tried to get that rebound, couldn't control it, goes out of bounds off the baseline, and Lacrosse Logan's going to inbound underneath their own basket. Yeah, Lacrosse Logan hasn't scored from the floor in 3.5 minutes here. Here's a drive to the basket, and Zach Hoyth was fouled. It's going to be non-shooting. See who that foul was on. It's going to be on Riley Peterson. That is his third. Keep him in. Big lead. Off the inbounds pass to Anthony Wright. Thought about the three. Instead goes over to Vince Hamilton, who scores. It's been a long time between field goals there for Lacrosse Logan. Evergreens now have Stephen Weir. As he was passing, his arm was hit. And they're going to have a foul there, non-shooting. Zach Hoyth has been called for his second. Evergreens will keep the ball and will inbound along the sideline right in front of their bench. In the hands of Riley Peterson. Peterson is guarded there by Chase Johnson. Now goes over to Chris Cornish. Back into the hands of Stephen Weir. Evergreen's working around. Kyle Kurtenbach is in. Kurtenbach's playing with three. Riley Peterson's playing with three. Personal fouls. Peterson's got the ball now. Looking to set up Kurtenbach down low. Closely guarded. Now works it around to Stephen Weir. And now over to Derek Reike. Reike goes back out to Riley Peterson. Evergreen's could afford to be deliberate here. They're sitting on a big lead. They lead 52-28. Stephen Weir with the ball. Now back to Peterson, to Weir, lets that three-pointer fly. Stephen Weir just had it rim out. 5 of 7 for behind the three-point arc. Coming right back the other way, trying to play up tempo. Thinking about the three ball now in the corner, though, is Sam Steckel. Steckel goes up high to Anthony Wright. Wright was calling for it, and he traveled. Wright wanted the ball passed to him when he was free at the top of the key for an open three. His man didn't see him. And then when the ball finally did come to Wade, he tried to drive and dragged his back foot and turned it over. Yep, LaCrosse Logan has definitely been prone to turnovers. Evergreens get it back. 6.5 to play in this one. It's in Derek Reike's hands. Goes down low to Chris Cornish. Cornish double team, spins, just missed. Drew two, and this one goes out of bounds on the loose ball rebound. It's going to go over to LaCrosse Logan. Chris Cornish has 10 points, 8 of them in the second half. The Evergreens have been looking for him down low in that third quarter with a lot of success. And he just missed getting another one there. LaCrosse Logan has the ball. And here's Chase Johnson. We've got another whistle. Well, in this kind of blowout game, a lot of whistles can kind of drag things out. Foul there is on D.C. Everest. Derek Reike is called for it. Now there are 6 team fouls. So we are in danger of a lot of free throws for LaCrosse Logan before this game comes to an end. And again, the game hasn't been competitive, really, since the middle point of the second quarter. So while it sure looks like the Evergreens are setting on a win, it may take us a while to play out the time that's remaining. Here's off the inbounds pass. Vance Hamilton tried to shoot, no good. Rebound, though, by Zach Hoyt, and that's up and in. LaCrosse Logan has outscored the Evergreens 4-0 here at the start of this fourth quarter. The game is still not close. It's a 22-point lead, 52-30. Evergreens have it in the front court. Chris Cornish. Cornish far away from the basket here. He's done much of his damage down low. Goes back out to Riley Peterson. Peterson looks to drive along the baseline. His man falls down. Peterson hangs, misses the layup. Chance at a rebound there from Stroik, and now put back in by Cornish. Evergreen's got 2 offensive boards on that sequence, and Chris Cornish put it up and in. Cornish now has 12. A very nice night for the junior forward for the Evergreens. Into the front court here. Anthony Wright, with his back to the basket, was fouled. I think they're going to call this non-shooting. It'll be a 1-1. And I think they are going to get Derek Reike. Yes, they are. That is his second. And here will come free throws for Anthony Wright. Yeah. LaCrosse Logan shoots for the rest of the game. And we have 5:39 left in this game. Evergreen's up by 24. First free throw, front of the 1-1, missed. LaCrosse Logan fights for the rebound. Nope, comes free to Chris Cornish. Evergreens were almost out-hustled. The LaCrosse Logan player couldn't secure it, and Cornish Johnny on the spot. Reike now goes over to Stephen Weir. Weir swings cross-court to Reike for the three ball off the high screen, left it short. Didn't quite get his feet set. And Anthony Wright gets the rebound. Here comes Zach Hoyt. Hoyt drives along the baseline, fouled by Nick Sierakowski. It's like there's a whistle down the floor almost every trip down now. Almost every trip down, there's a foul being called on D.C. Everest. Sierakowski has committed his first. Well, I have him for 2. Zach Hoyt, I believe they're going to call this a shooting foul. They're going to give Hoyt 2 free throws here. Lot of whistles in the fourth quarter of this one. Hoyt just hit his first free throw. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Second free throw, left that one short, and it's going to be called as a lane violation against LaCrosse Logan. Now, they're going to say the shooter was over the line. turned over to the Evergreens. Nick Sierakowski will inbound. Puts it into the hands of Van Grinsven. Now to strike up high into Sierakowski. See if the Evergreens, because it's been whistled so closely on the other end, want to run some clock. Driving along the baseline, Cornish blocked. Who went up to get that one? Chance Johnson blocked it. LaCrosse Logan coming back the other way. Spinning, hanging, missing the shot was Tanner Prezina. Offensive rebound, spinning underneath is Zach Poyth. Stripped away and into the hands of Stephen Weir. So there is an empty trip, and mercifully, no whistle. Whew. Stephen Weir has the ball. Now over to Van Grinsven behind the three-point line. Guarded by Chance Johnson. Now bounce pass down low to Stroik. Stroik's got a height advantage. Stripped. No call. Stroik's able to track down his own loose ball with 4:20 to play in the game. Goes back out to Van Grinsven, driving to Sierakowski. No look pass to Stroik in the corner. 15-footer from the baseline. No good. Sierakowski fighting for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. It's off Nick. And it goes over to the Rangers. 54-31. LaCrosse Logan will inbound, and they'll have to go the length of the court. Into the hands of Anthony Wright. Here he comes into the front court. And now to Tanner Prezina. Prezina goes over to Chance Johnson. Again, freshman Trey Davis. I kind of identify him as their best player. He's on the floor now. Davis, this guy's got the ball now. They don't run a lot of plays for him. You want to make him part of this offense. He's not really a featured player. From the top of the key, Vance Hamilton, that was a bad shot, too hard. Offensive rebound, Trey Davis kept it alive. Along the baseline, Tanner Prezina's shot missed. They're just cold. Grant Van Grinsven gets the rebound. 3.5 minutes until, mercifully, this one comes to an end. See if we can just play out what amounts to garbage time at this point. Stephen Weir goes over to Van Grinsven, looks to drive in. He lost his footing and called for a travel. Just hit a slick spot on the floor there, and his feet came out from under him, so it's turned back over. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Tlusty and Kennedy, call for a free consultation. 3:15 left. Anthony Wright, off a pick, drives along, makes an extra pass, one pass too many. Taken away by Grant Van Grinsven. LaCrosse Logan has committed a lot of turnovers tonight. Nick Sierakowski has it over to Van Grinsven, under 3 minutes to play. Jacob Stroik up high, reach in, trying for a steal, and Stroik was fouled. Chance Johnson committed the foul on the reach in. I have that at his first and the team's fourth. So LaCrosse Logan has some fouls to give here. Evergreens will make some more substitutions. Let's see. Jacob Stroik is done. Nick Sierakowski is done. Eric Brummond has come in. Jake Giebert has come back in. Yeah, the Evergreens are going to give some other players some playing time here. I don't think we will see those starters return. And the Evergreens are up by 23 points. Inbounded to Jake Giebert underneath. Giebert spins, hit the back iron, goes around and scores for Jake Giebert. Giebert, you know, if he fills out a little, he's only a sophomore. Giebert still has some growing to do. He's going to be a good player in future years. He's got 4 points tonight. I could see him next year with a big increase in playing time. Back on the other end, looking down low for Vance Hamilton, tipped out of bounds. Ball will go to LaCrosse Logan. And Max Mladic comes in, too. Mladic could be a key player once we get into Valley Conference play because he's tall. He's 6'6". Missed a lot of practice because of injury, so there's a conditioning issue with Max Mladic, but he'll get to play here. Ball is inbounded and stolen away. Van Grinsven interrupted that pass. Yeah, you want to see how Mladic runs the floor here. Mladic looks active here. Evergreens have the ball in Brumman's hands to Giebert, now to Van Grinsven, who's still down low. Van Grinsven may get some extra time here because he was not a starter. Stephen Weir started. Now Riley Peterson tries the three-pointer, misses. Mladic backed off instead of committing the foul, trying for that rebound, and it goes to LaCrosse Logan. 2 minutes to play in the game. Ball goes over here to Chase Johnson. Johnson's the ball loose. It's on the floor, turned over again. Picked up by Van Grinsven. To Riley Peterson, now to Giebert. 15-footer along the baseline, and Jake Giebert hits. He's got six. Giebert was open. The Evergreens have now outscored LaCrosse Logan 6-5 here in the fourth quarter. And LaCrosse Logan wants a timeout. With 1:41 to play in the game, why don't we take one as well? The Evergreens are leading 58-31. Back to wrap this one up after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens are going to win this game off the inbounds pass. A shot attempted by Jake Strange, and it was blocked. Who went up high to get that one? Austin Barron's get a hand on that? Yeah, the only thing that's in doubt here is the final score with 1:21 to play. Lacrosse off the block is going to inbound underneath their own basket. And it gets inbounded to Chance Johnson. Johnson goes up high to Hamilton. Now a three-pointer. It's taken by Anthony Wright. No good. Ball's loose on the floor. Foul here is against Lacrosse Logan as Eric Brummond was fighting for that rebound. There'll be no free throws here. Lacrosse Logan still has a couple of fouls to give. Vance Hamilton's committed his third. It is only the team's fifth. In fact, with the way this game is, it'd be nice if we could get out of here without any more free throws. Lacrosse Logan will stay here in the Wausau area overnight. They'll play Wausau West tomorrow, so for them, they'll be getting an easier opponent in tomorrow afternoon's game. Brummond has the ball for D.C. Everest. Now bounces along the baseline. Here's Andrew Miller's getting some time. Now goes back out. Three ball from Derek Reike. He's hit one earlier. No good. Rebound, Austin Behrens. Came in, got the offensive rebound for the Evergreens. Nice work on the boards. Behrens goes back out to Miller again. And now they try to work to Brummond. Brummond almost had the pass knocked away. Loose on the floor. Picked up there by Derek Reike. Goes down low to Mladic, who spins on the baseline. Mladic scores. Max Mladic. Evergreens did a good job keeping that possession alive. 30 seconds left in this one. It is 60-31. Lacrosse Logan has the ball for what may be their final touch. As Anthony Wright drives in, that one hit underneath the backboard. Keeping it alive, though, is Sam Steckel, and Steckel scores, puts it back in. The Evergreens didn't contest that loose ball. 15 seconds left until this game's in the books. Reike has it. Goes over in the corner to Brummond. Evergreens may just dribble it out here. Reike's got it. 5 seconds left, and this one is in the books. The Evergreens' four-game losing streak is over. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They've just defeated the Rangers of Lacrosse Logan 60-33.